Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
Words are really amazing things. Last week we were talking about the word nevertheless. Israel used it when, after describing the beauty and riches of the land of Canaan, they said, nevertheless, the cities are walled off. Nevertheless, the giants are there. Nevertheless, we can't take it. And nevertheless spelled their doom. If only they had believed God. But that nevertheless so completely altered Israel's history that the Holy Spirit referred to it again in Psalm 95 when he challenged his people once again, today, if you'll hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the provocation. In the days that your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works, 40 years long was I grieved with that generation, God says. It was a people that do err in their heart, and they have known my ways. They have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. They failed because of nevertheless. The alternative to nevertheless is found in this text here. It's the word today. Yes, today, if you will hear his voice. Today, if you will follow him. Today, cast your whole future upon him. And do it today. As surely as Israel's nevertheless spelled their doom and defeat, today spells victory and blessing. Let me challenge you, do it today.
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized three-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net. And begin a systematic study of God's Word today.